This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers can harvest corn early to increase yields and profits. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
With harvest underway, a key decision is how long to let corn dry in the field. Greg Tramey, Regional Sales Director for GSI, said recent research demonstrated that harvesting early can help farmers maximize their yield and return on investment.
That's because invisible or phantom yield loss can occur when corn is left to dry too long and harvested at lower grain moisture levels. This happens between black layer and harvest due to lost dry matter in the kernels. We also see that the longer the crop stands, it's also more susceptible to lodging, dropped ears, or broken stalks. When we harvest lower moisture corn, we can also experience this increases in mechanical loss. When lower moisture ears hit the corn head, more kernels shell off the ear, never making it into the combine.
Tramey said a recent study at the Precision Technology Institute Research Farm in Illinois showed the benefits of early harvest.
The research studied corn yield performance at four different moisture levels. Hybrids were harvested at 27% moisture, performed the best, with an average yield of about 254 bushels per acre. Yield reductions per acre at lower moisture levels were just over 2 bushels at 24%, almost 7 bushels at 20%, and over 11 bushels at 18. The research also considered grain drying costs to determine net return. Using a GSI on-farm continuous flow dryer, the 27% moisture corn delivered the highest economic value. Reductions in net returns were experienced at the lower moisture levels. The study also showed an average savings of nearly $29 per acre for corn averaging 240 bushel to the acre with the on-farm dryer compared to local commercial elevator pricing.
Don't forget, you can also use GSI's early harvest calculator at grainsystems.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.